Someone asked me a question a few weeks ago about politics. Chuck, it was you. You asked me a question about politics and what do I view the role of politics play in the pulpit at Emmaus Christian Fellowship. Is that an accurate representation of your question? Should we be preaching politics from the pulpit ever, right? Current matters, current events, okay. Two things. In a way, every single sermon that is preached has a political component to it. I mean, politics just pertains to how we live in this society, you know, I mean, and the issues we face while living in this society. So in a way, every sermon touches on political issues, even the one today on church membership, you know, undergirding all that was said is this idea that the church exists as a community within a community. You know, we are a people set apart to the Lord, therefore we're to live differently in this world. And so it affects the way we view our place in the world. Does that make sense? So in that way, all preaching should speak to people's lives personally and to their lives in terms of how they live in society. Another thing that comes to mind is this. There are obviously some political issues that are so pressing that they do need to be addressed from the pulpit directly from time to time. You know, you think of the issue of same-sex marriage. The people of God do need to be trained on that sort of stuff. They need to hear the word of God particularly, so maybe it would warrant a topical message on that issue because it's just something that's so heavy on people's hearts and minds for a period of time. Or the issue of abortion, which is an ongoing battle in our culture. So I think it is appropriate from time to time to just hone in upon one of those things and to deal with it, or issues pertaining to race or something like that. But that said, I also do believe that the church is given the task of preaching the gospel primarily. And so what you should hear from the pulpit of Emmaus in an ongoing sort of way is the gospel preached and the people of God edified from God's word. And the thing is that it doesn't have to be an either-or sort of thing. It's a both-and sort of thing, but my great concern is that the church never begin to approach politics as if politics are our hope, as if politics are the savior, as if this country is the savior, you know. And I have seen that. And I think I'm very sensitive to that sort of thing, where you start to listen and you're going, you know what, it's almost as if this preacher or this church believes that if things don't go a particular way, we're doomed, we're lost, and all of a sudden the United States of America is Lord and Savior. And clearly that is not the message we want to send. I think either Chris posted it or asked me to post it. I can't remember which way it was, but it came from him, I believe, during our last election season. There was an article that was posted on the Emmaus blog, and I think the title of it was Vote as If Not Voting, or something to that effect. And I think it was from Piper? It's from John Piper, and I just love the way he handled it. He was exhorting his people to vote, that is, be a part of this society and be contributing members of it, but vote as if not voting. In other words, don't make it your hope. Don't make it your everything. Don't act as if this election is going to determine your destiny or your life is dependent upon it. Does that make sense? And so that's the balance I would like to strike here at Emmaus, that yes, we live in this society. We need to be participating in it. We need to be active members of it. We are a part of the kingdom of this world, but we are also not of this world, and this is not our home, and we must keep that eternal perspective, if that makes sense. So long and short of it is, you're going to hear the Bible preached most often, just the text expounded, because I think that's what's healthiest for you all to hear on a regular basis, though I do acknowledge there may be times for us to deal with very specific and pertinent issues that are on everybody's minds and hearts. Okay. Any follow-up questions on that? No? That was the easy one. Would I ever allow a politician to, I'm repeating this partly for the sake of the recording, would I ever allow a politician to speak at Emmaus if he requested it? No. Not for political purposes, because why does the church gather except to hear the word of God preach? Now, if we're looking to the word of God to speak to some political issue and we're honing in upon that, that's one thing. But if the politician is called to the ministry of the word and he's gifted as a preacher and called to it and he wants to come and exegete some portion of scripture, I'd be happy for him to do that, I suppose. But never to advance some political agenda, because I think that is not in line with the purpose of the church gathered for corporate worship. Now, outside of the pulpit, maybe that's different in my opinion, but when it comes to what we do here in corporate worship, that's to be devoted to Christ and his word. Yeah.